Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
MHD2 New York, an Odyssey sports station. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
This world, there's one man who refuses to follow the script.
We have rules here, you know that. And if you don't follow the rules, then what are we?
One man stands tall in the face of adversity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
A man who rises above the ashes of hot takes.
What do you care what they say?
Easy for you to say they will love you.
It's just noise, man. You're really good at it. You might be great.
That man is Nick Kostos. And this is You Better You Bet.
If loving sports is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Where narratives are challenged and the truth is spoken.
I told you what was going to happen last week. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
This isn't talk. It's perspective.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Buddy, happy and merry. Terrific. Sports Tuesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports, as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. So much going on this Tuesday morning in the world of sports, and we will get to all the big stories, including a potential Tua-sance in Atlanta, and why I think Falcons fans should be more than a little depressed when they wake up on this Tuesday morning. I will explain why. And will Malik Willis be the answer at quarterback for the Miami Dolphins? I have a strong take on that situation. I think Dolphins fans will like to hear it. That's coming up a little later in the show. I got six letters for everybody. SGA MVP. We will talk about one of the best games in the calendar year 2026, one of the best NBA games of the regular season, as the Thunder vanquished the Nuggets last night in OKC, thanks to some heroics from Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 129-126. And we saw yesterday, in the NFL legal tampering period, three teams that are picking in the top five of the NFL draft spend like drunken sailors. Two of the approaches I liked. One, I believe, makes absolutely zero sense. Can you guess the one that I think makes zero sense? I'll tell you all about it as we move along. 310-840-4910 is the phone number, 310-840-4910. Shout out to everybody watching on YouTube, youtube.com/@thekostos. Let me know your takes on NFL free agency, the signings you liked, the signings that you didn't like, what you want to see happen. We'll read them throughout the show, youtube.com/@thekostos. But we officially begin the terrific Sports Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet, with two Super Bowl champions that changed teams yesterday, two former Super Bowl champions that I believe will impact who wins Super Bowl 61. One of those players, a future first ballot Hall of Famer who will walk into Canton when eligible. And the other, a very recent recipient of one of the sport's highest honors. Two players two teams. I love it for both. And these teams, a combined 7 Super Bowl appearances since 2019. Super Bowl 55 champion Mike Evans, signing with the San Francisco 49ers. And Super Bowl 60 MVP Kenneth Walker, signing with the Kansas City Chiefs. And I want to start with Mike Evans. Have you, personally, or someone you've known, ever been involved in a relationship that it feels like, even if it was great, even if there were great times had, that it feels like the relationship is drawing to a close? And despite all the evidence in front of you, whether it's your relationship, whether it's a friend of yours, whether it's a family member, despite all the evidence in front of you, despite the parties telling you, hey, we don't think we're going to make it. I think we're headed towards a divorce. I think we might have to break up. I think we might have to see other people. Maybe it's your partner saying it to you. Maybe it's friends of yours saying it to you. And you, ostrich, you put your head in the sand. You refuse to believe it. Despite all the evidence to the contrary. I feel like that with Mike Evans, leaving the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to go to the San Francisco 49ers. They have basically been telling us, the team and the player and the agent and the insiders have been telling us for quite some time now, hey, like Mike Evans is probably leaving. And despite that, I still never really felt like Mike Evans would actually leave. And I can't believe Mike Evans won't be a Tampa Bay Buccaneer in 2026 or moving forward. Now, the good news here, if you're a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan, if you're a Mike Evans super fan, this seems to be like a good divorce, right? There's no acrimony. Like maybe one party gets the convertible, the other gets the dog. You get holidays where you can both see the kids. Like, this is a good divorce. Great statement put out by the Bucs. Great statement put out by Mike Evans. They did this absolutely the right way as Mike Evans departs Tampa to sign in San Francisco. And for Mike Evans, he will continue to author his first ballot Hall of Fame career in the Bay Area. 11 consecutive seasons, which broke last year, and we'll talk about the potential downside here. 11 consecutive seasons for Mike Evans of 1,000 receiving yards. Only one other player in the history of the NFL has accomplished that lofty goal. And he just so happens to be a 49ers legend. That, the great Jerry Rice. 6 Pro Bowls, 2 All-Pro teams, 108 career receiving touchdowns. Mike Evans, an absolute monster. And now, Mike Evans gets to play in Kyle Shanahan's offense. And if you don't think he's going to be a beast in Kyle Shanahan's offense, I think you're probably a hater. I think that you're likely to be wrong. And even though that's my opinion, I do have to acknowledge, right, the potential downside for this move. 3 years, $60 million, about $20 million a year for Mike Evans in San Francisco. So if you're out there and you don't like this move, I think there are a couple things that you would point to, right? And they're all facts, so I can't argue with them. Mike Evans is long in the tooth. He's going to be 33 coming up in August. I love that I've gotten old enough, by the way, that I'm 10 years older than Mike Evans, and I'm just like, yeah, like, he's old. That dude's ancient. Put him out to pasture. Mike Evans will be 33 in August. He's coming off an injury-riddled season, only played 8 games last year for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and it's tough for any player, once you hit 33, once you get into your mid-30s, any athlete, to have the same speed that he or she did earlier in his or her career. And Mike Evans was never, you know, like James Jett to begin with. He was never like a Rashid Shaheed to begin with. But he's obviously lost some of that speed as he's gotten a little older. All of those critiques, all of those criticisms, they are all valid. I can't argue with any of it. So that means that I have to give you, instead of a science-based argument why I like this signing, I will give you a faith-based argument as to why I like the signing for the San Francisco 49ers. And it's because I, Nick Kostos, have infinite faith in Kyle Shanahan. And I've said this a lot over the years, and I've said it a lot recently, but I think it really bears repeating, because I actually think that people, fans, media, all of us collectively, I don't think all of us fully grasp and fully realize the fact, and it's probably because he hasn't won a Super Bowl yet, and that's fair, that we haven't fully grasped collectively just how brilliant an offensive mind Kyle Shanahan actually is. And that Kyle Shanahan is on the short list of the greatest offensive minds and greatest offensive play callers in the history of the National Football League. That's how good Kyle Shanahan is. So if Kyle Shanahan, along with John Lynch, but Kyle Shanahan's the one pulling the strings and making the decisions, if Kyle Shanahan has decided that Mike Evans, in his present form, soon to be 33 years old, coming off an injury, lost a step, if Kyle Shanahan has decided that Mike Evans is the guy that can move the chains for Brock Purdy, can be the red zone target for Brock Purdy, that can achieve great heights in the Bay Area with San Francisco, just stay away from that damn electrical substation, which I think the substation is actually a thing. If Kyle Shanahan believes it to be true, I believe that he has earned the benefit of the doubt. And Mike Evans basically walks in, and we're assuming that Juwan Jennings is going to sign elsewhere. And Juwan Jennings is a really good player. I'm not trying to disparage Juwan Jennings. Like, he gets signed by another team, I'm going to like that signing, Juwan Jennings, because he's a good player. Juwan Jennings is not Mike Evans. And that's not an insult to Juwan Jennings. Mike Evans is a first-ballot Hall of Famer. How many first-ballot Hall of Famers are there in the NFL right now? Not an insult to say a player is not a first-ballot Hall of Famer. Mike Evans absolutely is one. And he's going to have... This is going to be like Jarrett Allen and Evan Mobley going from Darius Garland to James Harden. Where all of a sudden, wow, like, I can get 10 lobs a game. I just have free layups now. Do you have any idea how many layups, in a football sense, Mike Evans is going to get in the Kyle Shanahan offense? I love this for the 49ers. I love it. Now, San Francisco can't be done yet. Like, they still have some moves that they have to make. They still need, like, some more speed at the wide receiver position, and it is my overwhelming sense that either in free agency or in the draft, San Francisco will look to address that need. But once this offense is fully healthy, and George Kittle's back, and Christian McCaffrey, if he stays healthy, we hope he can stay healthy, Evans and Pearsall, we'll see what else the Niners do at the receiver position. Man, I'm going to love the Niners this year. And this feels like a necessary move to keep up with the Joneses in the best division in football, the NFC West, where the Arizona Cardinals aren't necessarily doing their part, but the Rams and the Seahawks both making moves yesterday. We'll get to that in a little bit, but man, Mike Evans to the Niners, I couldn't love this any more than I do. Now, as for the team that's beaten Kyle Shanahan in a couple Super Bowls, Super Bowls 54 and Super Bowl 58, the Kansas City Chiefs, who bring in Super Bowl MVP running back Kenneth Walker. And yesterday, not just, and we'll focus here on Kenneth Walker, but not just Kenneth Walker, this is a great day for the Kansas City Chiefs. And yes, they traded Trent McDuffie. And yes, they lost Jalen Watson, who signs with the Rams. We'll get to that. And yes, they lose Brian Cook to the Cincinnati Bengals. And I don't know if we'll get to the Bengals today. We'll obviously do it this week. We'll hit everything over the course of this week. Just a lot going on in sports. Maybe not enough time on a 3-hour show to hit all of it. I really like what the Cincinnati Bengals did yesterday. But yeah, the Chiefs lose. They lost some players yesterday. But in steps Alohi Gilman, who was an absolute stud for the Ravens last year, coming over in a trade from the Los Angeles Chargers. So I like that signing on the back end of the defense for Kansas City. Tyquan Thornton's back, a speedster for Patrick Mahomes. We talked to Thornton at Radio Row in San Francisco. And a player you might have heard of, he's named Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce returning to the Chiefs as well. And this feels like kind of an we're back moment for the Kansas City Chiefs. Kind of a remember us moment for the Kansas City Chiefs. And Kenneth Walker is the biggest piece of that. The largest piece in that puzzle of the Kansas City Chiefs returning to contention. And I would argue, and we'll see what Kansas City does at the receiver position, does Tyreek Hill come back? You know, the Chiefs have two first-round picks coming up in the NFL draft. I would argue that no matter who the Chiefs sign at the receiver position, if they make a trade, they draft somebody, whatever it is, no one player, including, by the way, Travis Kelce, will have more of an impact on Patrick Mahomes and more of an impact on the Kansas City Chiefs offense this year than Super Bowl MVP running back Kenneth Walker. It's actually crazy to think that the Chiefs have had as much, and I know last year's an absolute disaster, the year before, 15-1 in games that they tried to win in the regular season and lost in the Super Bowl, with basically zero explosion in the run game. It really shouldn't come as a surprise, and look, I'm criticizing myself more than anyone when I say this, because I loved the Chiefs last year. It really shouldn't be a surprise. I mean, it is a surprise that they went 6-11. Obviously, you never think that would be possible with Patrick Mahomes, but maybe not that big a surprise that the offense struggled the way that it did, given the fact that, you know, they can't run the ball at all. And all their running backs are like moving in molasses, moving in quicksand, can't run, can't move with any type of speed. Isaiah Pacheco last year, 3.9 yards per carry. Kareem Hunt last year, 3.7 yards per carry. Less than 4. Not good. Here's Clyde Edwards-Helaire off the scrap heap. E stinks. Damian Pierce off the scrap heap. What the hell are they doing? I mean, you might as well, if this is what it's going to be in running back for the Chiefs, you might as well have some fun. Bring back the centaur, Larry Johnson, pressing his flesh into the end zone. What's Priest Holmes up to? What about Jamal Charles? I mean, Damian Pierce and Clyde Edwards-Helaire with Patrick Mahomes in the backfield? In this economy? Kenneth Walker, whether you think he's a top five running back in the league or not, and like the Seahawks told you last year that they don't trust him necessarily on passing downs where Zach Charbonnet played a lot, or on the goal line where Zach Charbonnet played a lot, we saw what happened once Charbonnet went down. Kenneth Walker and fantasy football players know this. And fantasy football players, including me, said in 4 years that Kenneth Walker was a stud. And he proved it, capping it off with Super Bowl most valuable player. And he will walk into the Chiefs huddle and immediately take pressure off Patrick Mahomes as someone who has game-breaking speed, as someone who can move the chains, who will, I guarantee it, rush for over 4 yards per carry this season. What a bar to clear. He will also be, with apologies to Damian Williams, who you could argue should have won Super Bowl MVP in Super Bowl 54, he will immediately be, the first time he shares a huddle with Patrick Mahomes, the best running back that Patrick Mahomes has ever played with. Oh, you mean he's better than Spencer Ware? Andre's son. What about the immortal Sharkhandrick West? Kanye's nephew. Darwin Thompson, theory of evolution, the corpse of Le'Veon Bell, the corpse of Ronald Jones. How about, and that was today's edition of Guys Naming Dudes. Here's a bunch of former athletes. Kenneth Walker is basically like Galactus in Marvel Comics. He has eaten all of these other running backs and absorbed their abilities into himself. He's an absolute stud. And Eric Bieniemy, back as the offensive coordinator for the Chiefs, I think he will absolutely be able to maximize Kenneth Walker and the Chiefs' run game this season. So look, the Chiefs are like the 49ers in the sense that good first day, no question. Are the Chiefs and the Niners both better today than they were 24 hours ago? Absolutely. But the work is not done. And they play in really, really, really competitive, tough, and talented divisions. So it's not over yet. They still have a lot of work to do. But these signings yesterday, Super Bowl champion Mike Evans to the 49ers, Super Bowl MVP Kenneth Walker to the Kansas City Chiefs. Is it possible that about 11 months from now, we will get, for the third time in 8 years, Niners versus Chiefs. And if so, we will look back on Monday, March 9th, legal tampering as one of the main reasons why. Do you agree with me? Do you love these signings? Do you think the Chiefs overpaid for Kenneth Walker? Do you think Mike Evans won't stay healthy in San Francisco? Or am I just a genius? I think I'm a genius. 310-840-4910. 310-840-4910. YouTube.com/@TheKostos. On the other side, oh man, the Chiefs and the Niners were not the only Super Bowl contenders that made some big moves yesterday. We will get to some of the others, including the reigning defending Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks. Coming up next, Westwood One Sports, You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM.
Kenneth Walker is headed to Kansas City. The Super Bowl MVP teams up with Patrick Mahomes and the returning Travis Kelce. With Walker at running back, are the Chiefs now Super Bowl favorites? Westwood One Sports.
Clones, listen up. Not all beef jerky is the same. In fact, there are major differences in quality from one brand to the next. Old Trapper is a better way to snack. Chock full of good protein to satisfy your manliest hunger cravings. Every bite is better for you and higher in essential protein than chips, sugar-filled energy bars, and candy. Old Trapper, in the Clearview bag, is the world's finest jerky, made with only the best ingredients. So ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef?
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text MEETER to 42424 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text MEETER to 42424. That's M-E-T-E-R to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.